What's up, people? Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast, where Rashida is always giving us back to back. I'm Yulsis Ladu. If you're new here, we're just two friends living in different parts of the world. We come here every week, talk about current issues, our week, and whatnot. We give you a good time. This week, we discuss everything. We're just having a good time, and I hope we give you a good time. Hope you enjoy this one. No preview. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen. You have to listen. Take care. Bye. Peace out. Enjoy. It's an intention that
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast.
Welcome.
My name is Rashida.
As always, I'm Yulsis Ladu. I'll be recording live from Abuja.
Yulsis, everybody knows you're in Abuja. Everybody knows you're recording live from Abuja, live and direct. But just in case you're our first time listener, Yulsis is in Abuja. I'm in London. If you're an OG, if you know, you know.
But the way you are saying it, Rashida, I don't understand.
Why don't you understand? I don't have strength. I
You're
see that
trying to make
I'm talking small, small. I'm using my inside voice.
your peaceful voice.
My peaceful voice. How far? What's up? How's Abuja today?
Abuja is fine. Abuja is fine. The like I reported last week, the weather has been hot, Rashida. What I usually do this in the morning, right? When I wake up, check the weather forecast. It's right there on our phones, but I don't think we even pay attention. Anyway, depending on kind of phone you have and the way you arrange your widgets.
May I pay
Anyway,
attention to
so
it? I must check my weather for
so
me
I
to set
do
my brain.
that, right? Especially if I'm going out. Especially if I'm going out, so that I'll know how my movement will be. So I was to go to the market today, right? When I woke up, I set my alarm. I usually like to go to the market in the morning. If I'm going to the market, let me go there in the morning, finish whatever I'm doing, and head out, right? Abuja market crowded, my God, and I love going to Wuse market. People will eat now, and you know Ramadan is around the corner,
Oh,
Rashida.
Ramadan is around the
So
corner.
I believe people are doing Ramadan shopping. Then to
Yes.
make matters worse for Wuse market, there's some construction that is happening in there. I think they're going to like build malls, like shopping blocks.
Okay.
So yeah, so that there will be more shops, right? And usually those places there were normal shops, just your singular shops lined. So beside them, people usually park. So now you can imagine they have fenced that area, so there's no way for you to park.
Oh
Then
God.
the market is crowded. Before you even enter, I think I was at the market to get something the day before on Wednesday. Just at the gate, I think we spent 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh wow.
And the way Nigerians drive, nobody wants to
Yes.
wait. You know, we're just
Nobody
driving
is. Yep.
anyhow. So because and unfortunately for me, that day I went in the afternoon because it was just one thing that I wanted to pick in the market. So I was like, I have to go back to my usual routine, go to the market very early morning. By very early, I mean 9, right? So I did that. I woke up in the morning and I saw that the weather will reach to 38 degrees today.
Ooh,
I was
that's
like,
hot.
no, it's really hot.
That's
It's really
hot.
hot, right?
Wow.
Because
That's like
that's that
Saudi's
the weather is
temperature.
yeah. Saudi gives 38, 40, 42,
40,
30
yes.
degrees. Yeah. So it's going to be and it's sunny. So the weather is just there. My move, I don't like moving like that anyway. So but I do check that. Abuja is hot. The last situation in my place is the normal thing, Rashida. Alhamdulillah, we have alive, we're fine, everything is good. That's it. I've been
Yeah.
going up and down, my usual up and down photography and stuff. What else? I think that was it. That was my week.
It sounds like you had like a productive week.
Yeah, I did. This week has been productive. A very good friend of mine, her birthday was coming up. I did her photo shoot.
Please, you guys should go and see the picture.
I
Go and show your love and support. Like, comment, follow. You see,
if you
I saw
want
those
to do that
pictures.
anyway.
The pictures were really nice. I'm like, you see, this is your
Which
best
one?
work
Is it the bad
yet.
one?
No, not that one. Seriously,
Rashida,
all the
I know
pictures.
you.
No, seriously, when I see your pictures, I usually comment, but like this one, you really took your time. It was the way you played with lights and everything, it was so beautiful. I liked how all the pictures came out. You know, I used to choose sometimes. I'll say, oh, this one is nice, this one is nice. This time around, I couldn't choose, so that's great.
It helps when you're shooting somebody that has the right vibe and energy.
Of course.
Because when I'm shooting, the whole studio is just fun, fun, fun. You know, your playlist, you dance, you know, we're just in and all that. Mm-hmm. Then Anne-Marie is somebody that is hippie, you know.
Yeah.
So it was fun. If you're around during the show, you'd be like,
and she's so beautiful too.
She's beautiful. Anne-Marie is mixed Nigerian, Tanzanian.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I was like, wait, let me even play with colors for mm-hmm. you. For
you did. First.
Everybody liked it. I was like, oh, you people like colors like this? Or is it the pose? I was calling the pose a shower pose. Is it the pose that you like? You people, tell the truth. She was really happy. When I sent her the picture, she was just screaming on the phone. I said, talk.
That's what you
that's
want.
That's the feeling.
That's
yeah,
the feeling. So. That's the joy you get.
It was a lovely week. I loved it. I did a lot of photography stuff. So yeah. That's my week. I read. It's been a productive week.
What are you reading?
There's this book, Who Moved My Cheese? And it's just like 50 or 60 pages.
Okay.
But it's a book that when you're feeling like, when you think you're not heading to the right direction or okay. you're feeling lost, or it's something that you should read.
Oh, okay. And I see.
Who Moved My Cheese? Just 60 pages. I think thereabout is up to. If it's up to.
You know, last year that I came here, that I was making much that I want to be reading. I haven't picked any book throughout this year. You even tried. You picked a 60 pages book. I haven't picked any book this year.
I'm trying to get my reading up. You know, I used to read a lot. Every month, yeah. I know I read one or two books. I've been busy. Like, I haven't done that. So I want to get back to doing that.
Yeah.
I think reading that book will, like, motivate me. That's the plan to get me back. I'll be reading more fictional novels.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Okay.
Then I'll be doing more of photography, studying and whatnot. That's my plan. Yeah.
May Allah make it easy.
I need to get back on that.
I'm trying to like pick physical books to read, which is like harder to do. So I'm trying, even if it's just like an article, a newspaper, just something. It doesn't have to be like a book, just to keep the brain active. Then I love puzzles a lot.
Try audiobooks now.
You know, I do listen to a lot of podcasts, so it's still like the
same. Yeah, so it's like, if you love listening to podcasts, you can do audiobooks, which is the thing.
But I have all these podcasts to move. I have like this podcast I listen to every week. So before I go from all of them to even the Chill Sisters is part of the podcast I listen to. I listen to others. I listen to ours. So during the week, I have all this like series of podcasts I listen to. So it's better than not doing anything. And puzzles too. Puzzles are very good for the brain.
Of course, yeah.
So I do puzzles.
I always have a puzzle. Like they come in the form of games. If I open my phone now and I show you, you'll laugh. There's always one puzzle I'm solving.
It helps your brain.
Yeah, the podcast and every other thing in between. When I wake up in the morning, when I'm doing something, the news is playing in the background. Sometimes when you call me, what's making that noise?
Yeah.
So that's why I catch up.
Yeah.
I don't do Twitter since Elon Musk took over. I don't. That's lost value, you know.
Before we started recording, I just saw a message from Tenny the Entertainer, the musician. She was like, what is happening on X? That she's seen a lot of nude pictures. Like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh.
I don't even feel Twitter, X, whatever you call it anymore. If it was before, oh my God, because you know, the interaction and everything, the banter, people you follow, people you don't follow, you can't blog, it's stressful. So I don't do Twitter like that anymore. I'd rather go to TikTok.
It has really lost its credibility.
There are some people that I follow, there are people that, you know, for Twitter is the people's mind, the conversation, their intellect that makes you follow them. That's for me anyway. So these are people that their opinions tally with mine. So many of them have left Twitter. Like, no, this place is too toxic. For me, they have left. Okay. And if you notice, there are some people that you like their tweets. You don't see them like that anymore. They have left. I can't wait for Blue Sky to catch up so that I can migrate fully. Anyway, Rashida, enough of my... Am I complaining? What am I even doing, sir? From telling you how my week went to... Yeah, anyway, how was your week? I see that you are all layered.
It's still cold.
See this light. I'm telling you about 38 degrees, right? And Rashida, how was the temperature today?
It's 5 degrees currently.
Now,
5 degrees is okay. What do you mean 5 degrees is okay?
When you were doing -10, -15?
You know, it fluctuates. The app is saying 5 degrees, but it feels like...
Is it windy?
It's not that
windy. If it's windy, then that's it would be really cold.
It feels like 2 degrees.
Rashida, manage them now. You said, how many years?
I'm a cold-blooded animal, so I get like my hands are cold, my feet are cold, my body doesn't retain heat. heat.
Really?
Cold. Yeah, I get cold easily and I get hot easily too. So that's how.
I don't even know. Am I in between?
The way I get frustrated when it's cold is the same way I get frustrated when it's hot.
Typical human being.
It's either I'm too cold or I'm too hot.
But alhamdulillah, you're looking good.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, thank you. Merci beaucoup. Gracias. What did I do this week? Oh, this week, the other day we went to eat Vietnamese cuisine.
Really? What's the food served?
They have pho, it's similar to like the Asian kind of thing.
Vietnamese, they are also Asian now.
They are Asians, yes.
And which one is similar?
No, but because you will say Asian, if you want to say, you say Asian cuisine, you say Vietnamese cuisine. It's two different things. But they are known for this.
Really?
They are known for this.
So when we say Asian cuisines, is everybody's mind will go to Chinese, I'm sure, right?
Yes, you go Chinese, sushi, and the rest. They have the spring rolls, they have the buns. You know, I'm doing this fasting, and it was a long fast that day, and we were like, okay, let's go break our fast because we've been seeing this place and we wanted to try it. I ordered the original pho. They're good in that. They are staple. And it came, I lost composure. I was so hungry. The soup, it was a big bowl of warm hog. Nice. I had beef, prawns, and chicken. That was what was inside. Then there was all these vegetables. It was nice. Okay. I enjoyed it. And the portion was quite massive. I had to take some home.
Wow.
My friend had the noodles, which was, it was spicy.
Oh, if I was there, I would have tried the noodles too.
It was very spicy. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
I love trying this. Do they have a lot of seafood?
Yeah, yes, the seafood. They had it. There was a lot of options. Then there was bubble tea, jasmine tea. I'm definitely going back.
Definitely going back.
I'll take the boys. What else did I do this week? This week has been a busy week. I did the parents meeting at the school. I did the parents meeting this morning at Arabic school. And yeah, so it's been a busy week.
Sometimes I prefer when I have a busy week. Other times I don't. I don't want to do anything but just wake up and just...
I've been really tired too. Some days, you know that thing that where you wake up from the bed and you know that you have things to do. You know how you fight with your pillow, you twist your body and hit your... I've been doing that. I just wanted to have school holidays. Now I don't even care if the boys are going to shout or scream. I just don't want to wake up that early and take them to school. So Alhamdulillah.
As I always say, we are alive, we are healthy, we have family, we have friends. So many things to be thankful for.
Yosef, shall we go on the streets?
Let's do it.
Yesterday was Valentine. Did you get flowers? Did you get gifts? Did you get anything?
Lip sealed.
My lips is not sealed. I didn't get nada. You know, we are Muslims. We don't celebrate Valentine. We use this to console ourselves. We don't celebrate Valentine. Valentine. Yusis, do you know what happened? I was scrolling on the gram and I saw people celebrating Valentine. I became that person that was doing my nose like this. At one point, I hissed at some people and scrolled. I composed myself. I said,
why are you hating on love?
I said, what is wrong with you? Why did you just do that?
It was Why are you hating on love? I'm telling you,
it was very unconscious. Even me, I was shocked at myself for like...
You didn't know that you were that much of a hater?
I didn't know.
Is that it?
I didn't know. It just manifested yesterday when I saw some people. But it's as if they are overdoing this thing. What is it, Seth?
Of course, now. I beg
it's as if the next person
things
is
that you will never do. My problem
the
with
video took it to the next level. What is all this? Please celebrate your love in private. What was all this?
I didn't see the videos.
All this buhaha.
What did he do? I didn't see it.
Just private. What is it, Seth? What is it that somebody cannot do? Private chef, backing bags.
Before you continue your hating, let me know, what did he do?
And that's what I'm telling you. I'm trying to explain to you. What is it, Seth, that somebody cannot do?
But
what
this one, they're squeezing your nose.
No, I'm not squeezing my nose. I'm just telling you that what is it, Seth? What? Private chef, backing bags, petals. If not because you are just thinking all these things, what vanity upon vanity, what is it that you cannot? What is it that you can... They're not blowing parara.
You don't like parara.
Thinking Iyawomi, what is it? My favorite song. What?
Oh, it's even your favorite song. Hey, yeah. Sorry, Rashida. But you know, you don't even celebrate. If not, they would have done all this before.
I know now. That's the problem. It's because I didn't.
But the way you are vexing like now, it's like.
I'm not vexing. I'm just saying. Like, if I used to celebrate it, what is it?
As a good Muslim that you are.
As the half is bizarre that I am. What is it?
Yes, Sheha. If not, sorry.
Is it not
sorry.
To blow parara? Is it not to get private chef? They will hold my hand, they will drag me to the table.
Rashida,
what?
They don't drag. They don't drag. You are now showing your real color. They don't drag.
Jokes apart, it's beautiful to see. We celebrate love. We love love.
We love love.
Please, let's love every day. It's not that after this February.
Till next year.
Everybody will be fighting. We'll be hearing bass bows, bass bows. We'll be fighting. My husband did this. My husband did this.
Ah, Rashida. Talking about bass bows. Can you please talk to this, your brother? It's okay. I'll be your uncle. Because uncle. This embarrassment.
Senior uncle.
What is it?
Yes, he's missing. Hi. Now. They can't find him.
I beg you, make me a word. Missing from where? Missing from where?
God,
him and Natasha know where they are, but I'm happy for Annie. You see that day I was telling you, me, I'm supporting Annie. You say, oh, me, I will not hide my own. Do you see it?
She doesn't owe anybody any explanation.
Somebody have lifted her burden.
Yeah,
good,
she just keeps being herself and healing. That's just it. She God doesn't need to come and address the nation. We
not
don't need
at
any
all.
Address from her. She's...
Nobody owes her an explanation whatsoever.
Yes. Let's talk about something else. You know this thing that they always say, like, don't look at whatever your partner does, just focus on your children.
Yeah,
you know, this is the thing most people say. I have said that statement before, but come to think of it, if you want to break it down, like, what does it mean to just focus on your children and don't mind what he's doing?
To my own understanding, is about what we usually say it here. Now, we are both northerners, so we mostly, when we speak from that perspective, then we add others, right? We always say, you see, in another marriage, the husband will be doing rubbish and they'll be like, just focus on your kids. So if you ask me, my explanation will come from that perspective.
Yeah,
so we know he's doing rubbish, like you are a non-entity.
Exactly.
They never tell the man to just focus on his kids now, do they? So you, when you were saying it, the saying, you were even vague. You were not specific. You and diplomacy. It's the woman that they tell focus on her kids.
It's the woman they
ever
tell
a man, to focus on his kids.
In
and
that
before
situation,
they give you that advice, you know, Tori don baje.
I was about to
don't
say
require.
That, yes. It's either she's being maltreated. Yeah. That's when people tell you, just focus on your kids.
Focus on your kids. Forget about him.
Forget
God will do it
so
for
how
you.
Can
God
you forget about somebody that you guys brought a child together.
Society is always expecting the impossible from women.
Yeah.
We are always trying to do the impossible.
That's
so
why I said
easy.
I've said that statement on the surface, but thinking about it in depth, this thing is, you're feeding into this, that it's okay for him to maltreat you, it's okay for you to be in an abusive relationship if you can just focus on your children.
Well, they tell you that with the hope that it will change.
You know, we are always hoping.
Even if he doesn't change, yes. And even if he doesn't change, but at least you have your kids.
You have your kids.
That's the whole thing about it.
Yeah.
If he don't change, at least your children, they focus on them. But when you think about it, what kind of life is that?
I know.
It's not religion. It's culture.
It's
we
culture.
Always talk about culture.
Yeah.
It's cultural. And it's one of those things that Mungirma, we are raised with this kind of cultural beliefs, right?
Yeah.
So somewhat even normal. Subconsciously, when you hear some kind of abusive marriages, there you too, you'll be giving the advice. You don't even know you're doing it.
You're
too.
Even saying it.
Thank you. You're saying it. Aside saying it, you also believe it.
Of course you believe it.
Yes, you also believe it. It's one of those things that we unlearn consciously.
Yeah. In this
but
situation,
if you know, if you are conscious of it now, what can you do? Majority of the northern marriages like that. Or is it, wait, I'm not sorry, scratch that. It's not only northern people, but we are speaking because we're from the north.
From the north,
in Nigeria in general is the same thing. And your children now, if you leave now, another woman will come and enter. What will happen to your children? Just forget about him. Focus on your children. So it's the same thing. I think every society, every culture have their own rendition of this belief. Maybe there's a little difference here and there. It's an African thing, I believe.
Another thing is that if by the time the children grow, if a mother decides to leave her children, by the time they grow, they resent her because nobody is expecting a mother to leave a child no matter what she's going through.
Yeah, because it's something that's supposed to tie you down now. And you as you're stubborn, you can't cut the rope where they're supposed to tie you with. You're stubborn, you can't cut her. Why?
It's an unwritten rule that if you are leaving, you have to live with all the children.
Yeah.
You cannot leave except maybe it's a case of where they are fighting you for the kids. But if they allow you to take your kids, you are meant to take your kids and just leave the marriage.
Yes, and don't expect anything. Even men are seeing things, so it's just God. But it's sad. So women are changing the narrative now.
Okay.
Like, no, it's not going to happen. I need to be healthy. I need to be in the right space. I need to have the right frame of mind to be the mother that I want to be for my kid.
Mm.
That lie, it don't pass. Mm. But then, even though some women are now doing this, but if you look at the percentages, they're still in the minority, way in the minority. But it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Rashida, talking about this, there's this disturbing statistic that I've been seeing for the past week. From January 2025 to today, 15 February, there have been more than 20 femicides. So, killing of women. More than. These are the reported cases. The rate of femicide is increasing. Mm. Do you know why? Women are saying no to abusive marriage and they want to leave.
Mm.
And how dare you say you want to leave? So, the men rather kill you than you leaving. But now they talk, say, if you go, another one won't go enter. And leave her now so that another one will enter. What was it? More than 25.
25.
And
wow.
It's just 1.5 months reported. I'm hitting on the word reported. Femicide. Yes. So it's like the more women are saying no to this abusive behavior, men don't want to accept it. Instead of you to look at, okay, what is it that I'm even doing that I need to adjust? The status quo has to remain. So make it make sense, Rashida. You don't want to change. You don't want to look at what this woman doesn't want you doing this marriage, and you don't want to leave. So you rather kill her than her leaving the marriage. And in some cases, they will kill the wife, kill the children, then kill themselves.
Oh God.
I don't understand. Like, whenever I see this report, I'm like, what is going on? Let's all do better, Asha. That's all I can say. And nobody owes you to be with you. Not by force. You decided to come together individually. You agreed to come together. You were a person before you met that other person. You will still be a person. Last, everybody will be all right.
Time heals everything.
Everybody will be fine, though. Yeah. Because you're basing your whole existence based on what will people say. People will be okay. They will move on to the next story. It's you. Be intentional about yourself. That's just it. But your life is yours, not anybody's. And the worst part is those women, the ones that I pity, is you are lucky to have a family that even see what's happening to you and they say we are here for you or whatever you need. But then they're adamant. I love her. Now my husband, now my children. Then they end up being...
No, it's just, I just think that you're holding on to something, because in the marriage, there's that time that everything was good. You didn't just get married and the next day you started having all these problems. Once upon a time when everything was good. So I think we women, we hold on to those good parts and hoping if he was like this, he can still come back and be the same way he was. And I think that's what the problem usually is.
Exactly. We don't want to face reality. But you see, men, they clock it and act accordingly immediately to what their interests immediately. You always talk about this now. We need that audacity. It's the audacity. A man, he will calculate the whole scenario. How does this benefit me? It doesn't. I'm off. I'm gone. The next second, he's gone.
Yeah.
But like you said, we are still hanging on. So why are the men not hanging on to the good times thinking that it will come back? No, he has moved. To me, you know my own. You pray about it and God will direct you. There's this thing they say. When a person shows you their color, who they are, accept it. See, this fantasy that we have or this picture of this person that we've grown, kept in our mind, is not going to help. Mm. It's just going to waste your time. Last, the truth. Here's some problem with the truth. It's stubborn. Either way. Mm. So you accept it now and you start navigating your new reality, or you stay in your slumber, in your fantasy land, wasting time, you shall meet it in front. And men have clocked that we can be delusional.
I saw somewhere where somebody said men study women, that we women, we don't take time to study men.
True. Men study women. I think I was reading, was it a tweet, a post somewhere, and I agreed 100%. The lady said, any man that asks you what type of a man do you love or do you like or do you want, whatever, run. Or if you don't run, don't tell him. The moment you tell him the kind of man you want, he transformed to the exact spec so that he'll have you. Why are you asking her? Be the man now. Be yourself so that I'll see whether or not you're the type of man I want. You play to the gallery, to the minute detail of the kind of man that you said you want, just to get you. So that question doesn't even make sense. What kind of man do you like? What kind of woman are you to Mumu? What kind of woman do you like? No. It's a trick question. We women wouldn't think about it that much, but him, he's studying. So men study women.
Come to think of it. Who used to ask what type of woman do you like?
They do. they actually do.
What type of, so I would now be asking that, what type of girl are you looking for? Or what is
yes,
your
now,
type?
Yes, maybe. Yes, now. They're like, I want my woman to be homely, a homemaker. You know, a woman that will be cooking fresh food, even though that fresh food is when you enter, they will tell you that I don't eat all the what they use. I don't eat yesterday's food or whatever. Mm. Outside, they'll be telling you all these sweet, sweet things. I want my woman to be prayerful.
That's how my uncle, he had this friend, and this friend, he had this wife. They came visiting, and she was like, oh, you see, your friend, he doesn't eat microwave food. Every time I have to cook fresh food, she was just trying to say that her husband eats only fresh food, that she has been cooking fresh food. My uncle is the wrong person to come and tell him this type of stuff. He said, what? You don't eat microwave food? When we used to go to Mama Put's, buy food, I will come home and microwave it. Because you married now, you're telling her that you don't eat. So all the times that we have been eating microwave food, what happened to it? All of a sudden, you don't eat? So this friend, he didn't even know what to say again. So I don't even know how they continued when they went home. If she took that as a cue. But you know that we women, sometimes we want to show that we are the righteous ones. Since he doesn't like, I won't do it. You know, you have to follow your husband.
In Hausa, they say, Inai Barina Bari. The rough translation, as you know, I know Sabi English. Na Rashida, they teach person. The rough translation will be...
when your husband says, do, you do.
That's the direct translation.
Is that one I want to say? He's your leader. Please, follow your husband. He's your leader.
Whatever he says, you
he
do.
He leads and you follow, okay?
Whatever he says. I'm talking about this thing. I've noticed any man that's getting married newly, there's one thing they say they don't eat. Noodles. That be noodles where they go roadside, they buy, they eat. Sometimes there.
Oh,
right,
please.
Then some soups. If there are another man, some days, then even actually meal cooker. Have you had meal cooker that is well prepared? You eat that cooker, you lick hand. I don't eat this, I don't eat that. There's nothing when you know they chop for your mama. Or they say, I don't eat garlic. Are you be eating garlic
for all your
I
life?
Know somebody that's...
Your mom used to give you garlic, used to swallow it as medicine. You're walking around, your mouth is smelling of garlic. You say you don't eat garlic. You're a bloody liar.
I know somebody that says he doesn't eat garlic, and I love. Garlic, like one of the things I love garlic,
it's medicinal,
right? Aside from it being medicinal, the taste it gives to your food, your sauces, and whatever. Love garlic. And this person, they chop my food like that. Can't tell your wife, say, you know, I say, look, you say, I blame you. That's what I told the wife. I say, I blame you. She say, why? Why are you discussing the ingredient
inside
that you're using for your food with your husband?
Yeah,
I don't understand how. Is it not the final thing?
I think I've mentioned it here. Somebody told me that her husband. Husband knows if she puts cold water halfway through the cooking.
Hey, he didn't mention it too. I would have remembered. I can't remember. I can't forget this one.
That when she brings the food, that he knows is your husband a chef. Like, how will you know if water has been added halfway through the food?
And that she agreed.
That was funny. Anyway,
you didn't add that part.
She agreed. According to research from Harvard, it has confirmed that marriages benefit men's health and longevity. Mm. For women, the data shows that unmarried women live longer and healthier lives. Do you agree?
Well, they said they conducted a study. You're asking if I agreed. Since we've been...
No, in case.
We've been completely...
In case you since you don't agree, let me...
You just want to confirm. You don't want to assume.
Let me not assume I know your thoughts process.
Rashida, you like trouble. You remember the post I sent you? That Ghanaian woman that was, when she was married,
preaching to
ladies. Pray for your husband.
Please. Before and after picture was mad though.
Come and see my auntie.
She did
the poor video, looking like a mad woman, just shouting for nothing.
After
they have separated, I didn't recognize her, Rashida. Can you see the change of tone? I said, see different hairdo, see composure, relax. The woman was
wasn't shouting. She was articulating her words one after the other. You could see she was talking out of peace of mind, not under pressure.
You know,
the difference
that
was
time, Rashida, you know, that time she was shouting because she wanted to recruit people. Misery loves company. We always say it now. Those are happily or somewhat okay in their marriage. They will never pressure you to get married.
Yeah.
It's the ones that are miserable. Why? Come and enter this space. Let's be lamenting together.
Let's be relating.
So it's a typical example. I love Rashida. I was just like, after what? She was just screaming. If he's cheating, pray for him. It's the devil. You are his helper. Say, auntie, are you sure? Because I was just looking at the before.
Then I did 5 years later.
The internet never forgets.
Internet never forgets. Yosis, I want to go to something more serious now. This is the story of the youngest person who was executed. Have you ever heard the story?
The younger person? Oh, is it something Tillman?
George Junior Stanley. That's his name. Okay. He was 14 years old. Remember the name, George Junior Stanley. His story needs to be told as many times as possible.
There's a movie on it, and I even watched it.
On YouTube, right?
I think Netflix.
It's a sad story. Just in case you've never come across this story, is a 14-year-old boy, African-American boy from South Carolina, who was wrongly convicted and executed for the murders of two young white girls who were 11 and 8 in 1944. At the time, he was the youngest person executed in the United States during the 20th century. On March 23rd, 1944, two girls were found dead in a ditch after failing to return home the previous evening. George was arrested, and without the presence of his parents or legal counsel, he was interrogated by authorities who claimed he confessed to the murders. No written or signed confession was ever presented. George's trial was swift and unjust. It lasted only a few hours, during which the court-appointed attorney did not call any witness or present evidence in his defense. An all-white jury deliberated for just 10 minutes before convicting him. He was sentenced to death by execution. Despite appeals from various groups, the execution proceeded on June 16, 1994. In 2014, after renewed interest of an investigation into the case, a South Carolina judge vacated George's conviction, ruling that he had not received a fair trial and the Sixth Amendment rights have been violated. His name was cleared, and this came 70 years after his execution.
Rashida, American history, right? What the black people have gone through. You see, that February is Black History Month. Like, oh my God. So when I see black people supporting Trump and what he's doing, I'm like, oh my God, what kind of a sellout are you? These people have told you, we don't like you. We are not equal because of the color of our skin, whether you are more intelligent, whatever, you're a good person. Mm-mm. By virtue of the color of our skin, we are above you, whether you like it or not. And then you're supporting that kind of a person. So many history of young men.
Yeah. And
that's why we have Karens today. If you're on social media, you know what a Karen means.
Yeah.
A white woman will just start shedding crocodile tears because when she does that, she knows the police will not even listen to you. Especially if you're a black guy, they'll shoot you. And they know it. It's a weapon they use. When you live in the US or any Western country, you know this. So it started right from that time. If not, how can was it 10 or 14 then?
14. They said the mask could not even stay on his face. In fact, he had to sit on a Bible so that he'll be able to.
It's not meant for minors. They did see the speed with which. I was like, what is the
70 years later?
There are so many stories like that. There's this one that they made, there's a series on Netflix. It's about four guys. They're in their teens too. Same thing. I think they were not even around the area when it happened. Thank you very much. I'm sure you must have watched it. They are still alive.
Yes, they did a documentary on them.
Yes.
I can't remember that.
They were in jail.
Yes.
Black oppression, right? Sometimes I see why they are angry.
Yes.
I see why they are angry.
Now that you said that, this leads me to my last watch, which was O.J. Simpson's case. O.J. Simpson.
For some reason, I refuse to watch it. I don't know why.
And Nicole's case. So I watched that documentary. And you remember O.J. Simpson won the case, that he wasn't the one.
Yeah, he did.
But all evidence led to him. The reason why people were celebrating was not because of what had happened to Nicole. They removed everything that happened. They were just, it's because of stories like this. This 14-year-old.
Yeah, they're always persecuting black men.
Yeah, so everybody was happy. Okay, this was a black man and a white woman's case. Everybody was happy that a black man was able to win a case against a white woman, and they were all happy because of that, because we have seen times
celebration all over America.
Yes.
They were glued to their TV during that trial.
Oh my God. And you could tell with all the evidence that this person was guilty. You could tell he was guilty,
Rashida,
but they were celebrating.
When when your lawyers are good,
no,
they
I
will
didn't
see
like
you,
it.
see CCTV.
I didn't know. I didn't like
no,
it.
But that's the justice system.
I didn't just like it.
So if you have
you have money, you can.
That's it.
Oh God! Yeah. Because all evidence showed his blood was here. His blood was here. The trail, everything. Mm. There was too much evidence to say that. But everybody was saying he wasn't the one because there was like years of oppression. They just needed one win, and that was what people were celebrating, not the murder case, which was bad. Like, these are people's life that was involved.
Yeah.
In fact, the person that like really, really like touched me was the young man who died in that murder case.
Mm-mm.
He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
He just went to deliver those glasses. That was his only crime for being in that place, and that was it. Oh God, it was so sad. When I watched that, I'm like, what this is? At first, I was in a conflict. Like, what happened? What did not happen? I still think he went lightly with it because he went to prison, not for the case, but for something else.
Yeah.
And he came out. He was on social media. It was as if she wasn't being abused. She was being abused. There was pictures. There was evidence.
Yeah.
Please, the truth is the truth. If we are saying the truth, let us say it doesn't matter if you're black or white. It doesn't matter.
Sure. And you know, for me, Rashida, I always like to bring, when you bring these cases that are outside Nigeria, I like to bring our own version.
Mm.
So the Nigerian's version only, we also have this kind of thing here in Nigeria. An example is, can you remember the Alu 4 boys?
Ooh, yeah, I remember that. I saw a movie
I
on
think
that
there's a
too.
Movie on it. We were really active on social media then. Now, remember Linda Ikeji?
Yeah, I saw the news.
Young kids,
yeah.
You know, just like that.
Jungle Justice.
Naked, killed.
Yeah.
Jungle Justice.
Yes.
So it happens back here at home too. What was the reason for NSAS? You'll see this, you'll see a young guy.
Police
with
brutality.
A laptop, automatically, you are a Yahoo boy. They see you with dreadlocks, automatically, you are a Yahoo. They see you with an iPhone. Do you understand and whatnot? So it was too much. The youth, they've had it. That's why NSAS started. Even though people are trying to change the reason for NSAS, thank God we're alive, we know what happened.
Mm.
So the thing for me is injustice anywhere is wrong, is sad. It gets you into your feeling, whether it happened 100 years ago, whether it happened 1 year ago.
Yeah.
Same thing. Remember when we're reading prophetic stories, even though it happened during
oh,
the prophet's time.
You could relate.
Yes, you can even share the tear. And
yep.
Injustice, regardless of the timing in whatever form, is not right. Besides, 14-year-old. Oh, no.
No, it was so sad.
American history. That's why they're trying to stop history now. Can't you see? When Trump came in, now the education secretary, that anything that has to do with black history, whatever, it will not be taught in the school. So they are trying to change history, but it's not going to happen.
In Nigeria, we are fighting for history to be in school.
Imagine.
Unless people know
yeah,
them.
Imagine Nigeria canceling history in their curriculum.
It's like the youth of now don't know the history. They don't know what people in the past did. They don't know how Nigeria came to be. The Nigeria that is now Nigeria, they don't know the people, even though a lot of our past leaders don't have integrity. Like, you can't even blame them.
Regarding the history being removed from Nigeria's school curriculum, somebody said that the reason why they don't want history to be taught in our schools is because those that destroyed Nigeria that we're going to read about in these history books are still alive. They are still alive and kicking, and some are even in government up to now. So they don't want you learning that. They don't want you reading that. Hence the reason why they removed histories from the school curriculum.
There's an atom of
they
truth.
Said it, wait, was it last year that they've started studying history again? I'm not sure.
But there are some good stories like that should be taught. Like, you need to know your history. You need to know, especially for kids that are not even born in Nigeria. They need to know what happened during a certain time. A child in America can tell you what happened a certain time. I was seeing, you know, all these clips on YouTube that they go around asking American kids all this history questions, and you see how they say it and they're proud of themselves saying the accurate answers. There are so many things, like, you ask a Nigerian growing up in Nigeria about history that they don't really know because the schools don't teach them that.
There's something I always say. I'm like, I get frustrated at times when I realize that I know so much of American history than Nigerian history. Why? Because of their movies. They are always celebrating one thing or another. There are documentaries on it. It's all over the social media, all on your face. Look at this boy. As you were mentioning it, I knew who you were talking about.
Yeah.
What do you confirm me now? Another angle that you forgot to mention is nobody will write your history more than you.
Yes.
Nigerian
yes.
history, most of the books are written written by white people. There's one of my favorite. I think I have to go and read it again. What Britain Did to Nigeria. Okay. A Short History of Conquest. I have the book. I've read it. I think I need to reread it again. Because I've seen so many Nigerians, people that have studied history, they say that he's someone that gives accurate account of what happened in Nigeria, right? Mm. So if you want to read, you can do that. But okay. It's sad that our story is being told by white people.
Do research. They are interested. They are passionate about it.
It's nobody will tell your story more than you.
How many people do you see are into books that, like, if you call their names, you really know them?
Chimamanda.
Chinua Achebe.
We have great authors.
We have great authors, but they are not well celebrated like they should be.
History is what makes all of us. I am hoping that one day Nigeria will wake up and we'll have books of our own history written by our people. I'm sure there are a lot of books, but like well known, because right now as we're talking about this, I know I read What Britain Did to Nigeria and I was engaged. It's so good, Rashida, that it talked about my village.
Ooh.
How my village, my tribe, how they were fighting the British people. I was so proud. My people fight them. They could not penetrate.
How is the library culture in Nigeria?
It's non-existent.
That's another thing. Because like here you have library in every suburb, every borough. Go there, you have a library card, you can pick any book, read within a month and take it back. You don't have any excuse not to read. You don't have any excuse not to take your children and to visit the library to pick books. I know sometimes I slack, but I know that they cannot grow up talking about me without saying I did not take them to the library.
In their history,
when they grow up and start writing their biography, they can't end it without saying, my mom did not take us to the library. I always take them to the library. They pick one or two books, they read, and they take it back. It's something that I did not get growing up, and I wanted them to have it. So it's just these little things, and it depends on where you stay and how you're able to navigate it. If you are opportune to have that, I think it's a good thing. One or two books, let them read. My son, he tells me he wants to read like 5 minutes before he goes to bed, that his teacher said
that's great.
Reading 5 minutes before you go to bed is a good thing. And sometimes I have to go off the light. I'm like, it's okay. You can also read it the afternoon. It doesn't have to be at night when it's bedtime.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
If you can imbibe reading culture in your kids while they're still young, you are good to go.
I hope so.
Look at us. I didn't used to love reading, but I had to. I think I read it somewhere. When I see a light book with small font, even if I want to read, it destabilizes me.
I know,
so I realize I love images, so I started like that.
My son now, he's challenging himself to like read. He's like, I have this book, it's 360 pages, I'm going to read it.
I want to read.
In my mind I'm looking at the book, I said, I don't have time, I said, I cannot. But I'm saying, yes, go do it.
I love it.
And he did it.
I love it for him. So it's to find what you like reading, because for example, Rashida loves developmental book. I love fiction. Go for it. But people think because everybody is reading 40 Laws of Power, I must like reading 40 Laws of Power.
This is the first book I ever read from the beginning to the end. And I read part 1, part 2, part 3. Guess what book?
Can you imagine?
50 Shades of Grey. And on that note, guys, we have come to the end of this episode.
Now, there they go. See you. Why am I not surprised? Anyway, guys, thank you for listening thus far. We've been ranting to you guys all through. I hope you guys enjoyed. Kindly follow us on all of our social media handles. Is at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can actually see us on YouTube now. You have no excuse. You just put it in the background and we'll chill together. Thank you guys for coming every week. Hope you enjoyed this one. See you again next week. Have a nice one. Take care. Bye. Peace out.